Amnesty Activists Walk Out of Meeting with Biden's Pro-Amnesty Deputies. By Neil Monroe on October 16, 2021. Amnesty advocates have staged a symbolic walkout from the White House because President Joe Biden's deputies are being forced by the law and the polls to back away from their politically toxic open borders goals. The pre-planned walkout was quickly leaked to friendly reporters at Politico and BuzzFeed. Politico reported on October 16. Advocates asked for time before the beginning of a video meeting Saturday morning with several Biden administration officials, including people from the Department of Homeland Security officials and the White House Domestic Policy Counsel's Esther Olavarria. The activists read a statement accusing the administration of playing politics with human lives and said they could no longer come into these conversations in good conscience. "We have sadly reached a turning point," they said. Then most of the advocates exited the video call. "I cannot stand one more meeting of them pretending," said Ariana Saludares, a 40-year-old advocate from the New Mexico-based Call Ores United, who was in the meeting. "They give us accolades on the outside, but on the inside, we're having to take out the metaphoric knives from our back." The immediate cause of the public political breakup between Biden's campaign team and his pro-amnesty progressives is the administration's agreement to comply with an August decision by a federal judge in Texas. The judge directed Biden's officials to comply with the nation's immigration laws. The law requires migrants who ask for asylum be detained until a judge accepts or rejects their claim. White House officials stopped enforcing that law in 2009, allowing perhaps 4 million wage-cutting migrants to flood into blue-collar jobs, housing, and schools. Biden's officials have slow-walked the judge's August decision. But on Friday, officials announced they would try to restart President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico program. The program serves as a form of detention because it keeps asylum seekers in Mexico until a judge approves their asylum request. Under Trump, the program almost zeroed out migration because it prevents migrants from getting the U.S. jobs they need to repay their smuggling debts to the cartel-affiliated coyotes. BuzzFeed reported on the October 16 protest. "There is no improved version of Remain in Mexico. It is not possible to make the inhumane humane, the unfair fair, or to breathe life into a deadly program," said the immigrant advocacy groups in a prepared statement they took turns reading. "We refuse to be complicit in deterrence-based border policies. We cannot allow our efforts to help the victims of these policies to be used in any way to prolong them." The split also comes after Biden's political team directed pro-migration deputies to preserve Trump's Title 42 barrier against migration, and after Democrats failed to win a majority in the Senate for the wage-cutting, rent-boosting amnesty favored by many business groups. Biden's pro-amnesty deputies defended the pro-migration, pro-amnesty policies during the meeting, BuzzFeed reported. "We have to proceed in good faith or be held in contempt of court, and as a government we cannot do that," Olavarria said in the leaked video. "We understand all of the problems and all of the challenges and have learned in conversations with all of you how bad it was." But the activists suggested Biden's officials were murderers, according to the BuzzFeed report. The administration has blood on their hands if they go forward with implementing MPP and already has blood on their hands for their horrific adherence to Title 42, immigration lawyer Taylor Levy told BuzzFeed News. "The administration is being just disingenuous by claiming that their hands are tied and that they have to restart the program when they can easily enter a new recession memo or pursue other possible forms of relief." The walkout echoes the activists' two-track media strategy during President Barack Obama's tenure. Back then, activists loudly declared that Obama was the deporter-in-chief, even though Obama was allowing millions of migrants easy access into the United States. But the activists' planned opposition allowed the media to portray Obama as a moderate during the establishment's reckless Gang of Eight amnesty push in 2013 and 2014. The polls show Biden is paying a huge price for his reckless acceptance of the amnesty advocates' pro-migration policies. Only 11% of Americans strongly support President Joe Biden's easy migration, pro-amnesty immigration policies, according to a Morning Consult poll. The poll also shows 44% strong opposition to Biden's policies, even as his deputies push hard to expand the inflow of visa workers and chain migration migrants in the pending $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. The strong responses are more important than the somewhat reactions because they are far more likely to influence voting in 2022. Overall, the October 2 to 4 poll of 1,998 registered voters showed 33% support and 59% opposition to Biden's policy of forcing Americans to compete with legal and illegal migrants for jobs and housing. Migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, equality-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other. The activists leaked their video walkout to friendly reporters. For example, the Politico reporter described public opposition to cheap labor and expensive rents as a nativist approach to immigration. The BuzzFeed reporter played up claims that the Remain in Mexico program is dangerous, saying from February 2019 to February 2021, Human Rights First counted at least 1,544 public reports of murder, rape, and other attacks committed against people in Remain in Mexico. But the BuzzFeed reporter did not mention the rising death toll and trauma caused by the progressive self-serving determination to import many migrants despite federal laws, the public polls, and the cruel economic impact on Americans.